I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello everyone, Charles Watts here. Welcome back to Inside Arsenal. It's Tuesday, which of course means it is match day. Arsenal versus Chelsea a little bit later on at the Emirates. Huge game. They're all huge games, of course, as we run in towards the end of the season. No room for error, really, for Arsenal. Need to keep winning, need to put that pressure on Manchester City. A win tonight moves them four clear of Pep Guardiola's side ahead of their game on Thursday, isn't it, against Brighton at the Amex, which isn't the easiest of games, of course. So Arsenal just got to put that pressure on Liverpool as well. Of course, it is a three-horse race, not a two-horse race. Huge game. They're all huge games. I'm not even letting my mind cast towards Sunday yet and that North London derby, which is just going to make me feel so, so sick in the next few days. I know it is. But got to win tonight. That's the main thing. And massive game for Arsenal. So we'll talk about what is a huge game. Big London derby. Getting ahead of myself there. Against Chelsea. We'll talk about that today. We'll look at who could start that game, what the 11 could be. We'll look at what you guys have been saying. Lots of you have been sending in comments and opinions on what you want to see from Mikel Arteta tonight when it comes to his team selection. We'll look at what Arteta's been saying ahead of the game. We'll look at what Pochettino has been saying ahead of the game with a fitness update involving Cole Palmer, which is certainly interesting given how important Cole Palmer has been to Chelsea recently. And we'll discuss Jurrien Timber's comeback yesterday. What a goal that was. I'm sure you've seen it by now. So we'll have a little chat about that at the end of the show as well. Right, let's get started on tonight's game. It's just a huge one at the Emirates against the Chelsea side, who arrive on the back of a very difficult season for them, no doubt about it. They've looked a mess at times. They've looked okay at times. They've looked better recently. I thought they were very good, actually, against Manchester City in the FA Cup final at the weekend. Very unlucky not to win that game. Well, I don't know. I don't know if unlucky is the right word, really, in saying that why they didn't win that game, because it was their own fault, really. They just weren't smart enough in the final third. They had plenty of opportunities. They didn't stick them away. They took the wrong decision. Finishing was poor. And had that not been the case, then I think they would have won. I think Man City were there for the taking. They weren't great at the weekend, but Chelsea couldn't finish them off. And when you don't finish a team off like Manchester City, then you always run the risk of conceding a goal. And that's what happened later on with that deflected Bernardo Silva strike. But I did see enough from Chelsea in that game to suggest, and I've seen enough from them recently to suggest that, you know, this isn't going to be a Chelsea side like the one that rocked up towards the end of last season, which Arsenal brushed aside very, very easily. I think they will cause Arsenal some problems. They caused Arsenal plenty of problems in the game at Stamford Bridge earlier in this season. It's one of Arsenal's worst performances this season, actually, even though they, of course, managed to turn things around and escape with a 2-2 draw. They're going to have to play better than that tonight, Arsenal. And given what's at stake and given they're coming into it on the back of that decent win at Wolves at the weekend, you would hope they're going to produce a strong, strong home performance. Last time out, of course, at home was a very tough afternoon in that game against Aston Villa. They cannot afford something like that to happen again, because if it is, then, yeah, title's basically gone. As I said, there's very, very little room for error now. When you're playing catch up against Manchester City with so few games remaining, you just can't slip up. So they've got to find a way of winning this game. Mikel was asked about Chelsea in the build-up to this game, obviously managed by Mauricio Pochettino. He's a massive, massive friend, father figure, if you like, for Arteta. I remember sitting down with Arteta in the summer at the training ground and having a chat with him, and he was telling me about how important Pochettino was to him in his young career. And when he arrived at PSG as a 17-year-old, Poch sort of took him under his wing, and they've been really, really close friends ever since. It's what he had to say about Chelsea lately. He says, huge improvements. I think they deserve to be in a much higher position in the league. When you look at what they've done and what they've produced in games, they've reached a final, they've reached a semi-final, they could have been through. I think what Maurizio is doing is really impressive, so I'm sure he's going to get them there. I saw a stat the other day. I think it was Chelsea. I think expected goals, I think they were sixth. They, you know, if the games, and it's a big if, of course, you know, I'm not the biggest expected goals fan, but yeah, if teams sort of, if expected goals against and for went as they probably should have done, then Chelsea would be sixth in the Premier League, something like that, which shows that, you know, they are playing some fairly decent football. They're just struggling in both boxes, really, especially in the final third. So Arsenal are going to have to be switched on today. I think they will be. I think they'll be, you know, they're going to be focused. If they're not focused for this game, if they're not ready for this game, then, you know, what hope is there? You've got to be bang on it for a match like this when you're so close and you've got such a huge prize just sort of dangling right there ahead of you. I imagine it's going to be a nervy game. I'd kill for an early goal, I have to say. The last thing you want is it to sort of move into Aston Villa territory where you have a really good first half, you don't score, and then things start to get a little bit nervy. It'd be fantastic if Arsenal could get themselves an early goal or two and just settle themselves right down for that one tonight. Obviously, Arsenal got a really good record playing against the big six, if you want to call them that, this season. You know, 4 points off Liverpool, 4 points off Manchester City, drawn with Tottenham. We'll wait and see what happens with them in the second leg, drew with Chelsea as well. You know, that's a beat. Yeah, they've had a good record against them this season. It's where Arsenal slipped up. It's against the, I don't know, I mean, you say lesser sides. I mean, Aston Villa, they got no points out of six, and Aston Villa aren't a lesser side. They're a very good side. But certainly you look at those results against Fulham, 1 point from six. You know, Arsenal, if they don't win the title this season, they're going to be kicking themselves for results like that. But on the top teams, you know, there's been no better side than Arsenal when you look at the form and how many points they've picked up. And Mikel was asked about that because it's obviously changed a lot. You know, Arsenal were notoriously dreadful against the top six and really good against the rest for a long, long time. And that's shifted now. Mikel was asked about that and he said, you know, is it a psychological thing? And he says, whether it's psychology, whether it's performance, or if it's just getting better as a team, obviously the more you win against the big teams, the more belief you have that you can do it consistently. We prepare every game to beat them, and tomorrow definitely it will be the same, and we'll have to prove on the pitch whether we are capable or not. And he was asking, you know, are Arsenal now going into this game against Chelsea as the dominant side of the two, which is a big shift in what, you know, well, basically since the second Mourinho walked through the door in 2005, sorry, then it's basically all changed. And he said, and if we go into the side as a dominant side, he said, well, when you look at the history of what they've done over the last 20 years, there is still a difference, a big difference. We need to do that, and we haven't done any of that yet. And he's right. Of course, Chelsea have got a lot of Premier League titles on their back pocket over the last 20 years. They've got a couple of Champions League, which Arsenal haven't had. They've got Europa League in there as well. So they've won an awful lot, Chelsea, and Arsenal haven't done that. So whether Arsenal are right now the dominant team of the two, you know, I think Arsenal's still got a long way to go to be able to match what Chelsea have done in the last 20 years, of course. When you go back beyond that, then there's only one winner when it comes to the scale of achievements between the two teams, and it's certainly not Chelsea in that regard. Okay, predicted 11-wise for tonight. Some big decisions. We spoke about it on yesterday's show, didn't we, that facing Mikel Arteta, who starts at left-back, what do you do with the midfield? What do you do up front? Do you put Havertz back up front after Jesus played there against Wolves? So this is a predicted 11 I've gone for. This is what I think Mikel might well pick today. So I've gone Raya in goal. I've gone the back four of White, Saliba, Gabriel, and I'm bringing Zinchenko back in to the starting 11 for this one. I'm then bringing Thomas Partey in. I think Partey might well get the start. I think Jorginho will start against Spurs, so I think Partey might start tonight. And that will have Odegaard, and it will allow Rice to sort of play in that eight role alongside Martin Odegaard. So that's my midfield three that I'm predicting from Arteta: Partey, Odegaard and Rice. And then I think he's going to go over front three of Saka on the right, Havertz back as the central striker against his former club, and then Trossard over on the left. Trossard scoring that goal in the weekend against Wolves, and I think he'll probably keep his place ahead of Gabriel Martinelli for this one. It wouldn't surprise me at all, again, if Martinelli comes back in for the Spurs game at the weekend. When you look at the way Spurs play and the high line they've got and the pace they've got at the back with someone like Van de Ven, you're going to want someone you can kind of match that and take advantage of the space you might get down the flanks. And I think Martinelli's probably better suited to that. So it wouldn't at all surprise me if Martinelli comes in for the Spurs game. But for tonight, I think Trossard probably keeps his place over on the left-hand side. So that's the starting 11 that I'm predicting tonight from Mikel Arteta. David Raya, Ben White, William Saliba, Gabriel, Zinchenko, Partey, Odegaard, Rice, Saka, Havertz and Trossard.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So there's a big news from Chelsea yesterday that potentially Cole Palmer might be missing. Now, I'll believe this when I see it, put it that way. When I saw these quotes coming out from Pochettino in his press conference yesterday, and Chelsea had put out a team news update just before that when they'd have revealed that Cole Palmer was struggling with illness ahead of the game. Also, Gusto, Chilwell as well, as injury doubts. And Pochettino then spoke at the press conference and he was asked about Cole Palmer. And he said, "We need to assess Tuesday morning," so today, "but today I don't believe he can be involved." So that's what Pochettino said yesterday. "We need to assess him and then decide. Even if he is feeling better tomorrow, maybe he is not in a condition to play. We hope he recovers from this situation and can be involved again as soon as possible." So we'll wait to see if Cole Palmer, obviously if he's not playing, it'd be a big, big boost to Arsenal because he's just been brilliant this season. Absolutely fantastic. For all the sort of mad moves that they've made in the transfer market and the crazy money that they've spent in the transfer market, you know, you look at what they've done to get Cole Palmer out of Manchester City and the impact he's made, the goals he scored in a team that's struggled for consistency. You know, he's been the one shining light for Chelsea this season. He just looks a fabulous, fabulous player who's just getting better and better. And he makes them tick. There's no doubt about it. And his goal record in the last couple of months, especially, has just gone through the roof. So for an Arsenal point of view, you absolutely want Cole Palmer to miss this game. From a Chelsea point of view, you'd probably want to put an awful lot of doubt into Arsenal's mind over whether Cole Palmer starts this game or not. So I would take this with a pinch of salt, 100%. I would not be at all surprised to turn up and see Cole Palmer starting at the Emirates later on today. In fact, I'm expecting it, and I'm sure Arsenal are probably expecting it as well. But we'll wait and see. Obviously, also, Gusto's got a knee injury. He got substituted in the game at the weekend against Man City at Wembley. He's a doubt. Pochettino said it was an issue with his ligaments in his knee. I mean, if it is a ligament injury, you can't imagine he's going to be involved today. And he's been impressive for them, actually, Gusto. So that would be a blow for them. And Chilwell as well, struggling with an issue, Pochettino confirmed in his press conference. So we'll wait and see what Chelsea side line up today. But yeah, Cole Palmer's certainly the big injury doubt going into it. We'll wait and see what happens. So some of you guys have been getting in touch with your suggestions for what you want to see. Always interested to get your views ahead of games like this. Mark there is in touch. Says, "Reality is if we lose against Chelsea, then the Premier League, then in the PL terms, the Spurs game is virtually irrelevant. So we pick a team to beat Chelsea and then worry about Spurs after that," which is actually a really good point. And this was, I think this was in response to what I was saying about who might play at left back tomorrow. You know, plays Zinchenko against Chelsea and then save Tomiyasu if there's a chance of him being fit for Tottenham, because it feels like a Tomiyasu game. But you're right, Mark. You're absolutely right. You know, if Arsenal lose against Chelsea, then the Spurs game, in terms of the Premier League title race, is irrelevant. I mean, you can never call a North London derby irrelevant, but in terms of the title race, it probably would be if Arsenal don't win against Chelsea tonight. So, yeah, you might be right. Just pick the team that's going to beat Chelsea and worry about Spurs after that. It's probably a good way to approach things. Tej says, it's going to be a tough match, but we need to win it. We need to create opportunity for a win. Therefore, I would go with a strong midfield. And for that reason, I don't want to see Kai in the midfield, but up top. Obviously, Kai started in the left eight role against Wolves. I actually thought he played quite well in that position, even though I gave him a six, which is a good mark, by the way. Jorginho and Havertz to start, says Devan. He wants to see Raya, White, Saliba, Gabriel and Zinchenko. So that's the same back four as me. You've then gone for Jorginho, Rice and Odegaard, Saka, Havertz and Trossard. You say Partey, Jesus, Martinelli to impact from the bench. Come on, you Gunners. Thank you very much for that. Devan, Nostradamus 86, sorry, says, throwing it out there now. I'm all for Zinchenko starting against Chelsea if we have the right balance in midfield. So Magalhães doesn't have to play three positions throughout the game. Keep Tommy ready for what could be St. Tottenham's day as we get the 3 points tonight. The Limey 351 says, I'd definitely start with Partey. I'd also start Zinchenko with Tomiyasu coming on at one of the fullback positions, depending on the state of the game. He says, I'd like to rest White, but I don't think we can. Martinelli to start for me, says the Limey. We need his pace to stretch them. Trossard to come on for Saka or Martinelli, again, depending on the state of the game. Havertz to start 60 minutes, then Jesus. And Carlo Guna says, hi, Charles. I agree. Partey should start, and I think Jorginho will start at Spurs. My team is Raya, White, Saliba, Gabriel, Zinchenko, Partey, Rice, Odegaard, Saka, Martinelli, and Havertz. So there's some of your questions, your comments, sorry, in terms of what you want to see for tonight's game. Thank you very much, as always, for getting in touch. Okay, before we wrap this up, we've got to talk about Yuri and Timber. I'm sure you've seen it by now, but if you haven't, head over to my social media, head over to Arsenal social media, and just check out the goal he scored last night on his return to action after 8 months out. 8 minutes it took him to score that goal, and it was an absolute banger, cutting in from the left-hand side onto his right foot and bending a shot from pretty much just inside the box into the far top corner. Absolute beauty it was from Jurrien Timber. Great moment for him after such a long time out, after such a difficult recovery process, to come back and score a goal like that. You could see what it meant for him. And yeah, I watched the game. He only played for the first 45 minutes. It was 2-2 against Blackburn. Arsenal 2-0 up and ended up drawing 2-2. Timber played 45 minutes, which was always going to be the case for him. This was the first sort of step. Well, not the first step. He's been stepping on his road recovery ever since he got the injury. But you know what I mean, in terms of building up his match fitness now. So you're going to do it very, very carefully. It was all pre-arranged. You'll get 45 minutes. He'll probably play another game, I imagine, for the 21s, where he'll get up to 60 minutes, or it'll be a behind-closed-door game that will be arranged for him. But fantastic to see. I watched it. He was playing in that inverted left-back role. Interestingly enough, I wondered where he might start this game, but it was in that inverted left-back role, stepping into midfield constantly. Definitely tired as the half wore on, which is, you know, absolutely no surprise, but he looked very bright. He was really getting involved. He wanted to get on the ball. Like he said, he scored that brilliant goal. We had another shot that was deflected just wide, which was a lovely strike. It would have been interesting to see where that ended up had it not taken the deflection. And it just looked really, really comfortable playing in that inverted left-back role, which we'd seen him play for Arsenal so impressively in pre-season. Hopefully it won't be too long before we see him playing it once again in the first team. Mehmet Ali, the under-21s coach, said, look, it's been great having him. And the lads gave him a round of applause in our pre-match meeting. It's never easy to be a professional footballer and suffer the injury that he had and to miss such a lot of football. He's come into a new country and it's been difficult for him. But since his return, he's been excellent. Whether that's been training with the first team or training with us, he's been a good role model for the younger players. And his performance showed that this evening. He scored a very good goal, showing tremendous ability to execute that finish. His decision-making in the whole 45 minutes was very strong, and the players will learn a lot watching for him. So really, really good night for Jurrien Timber. Fantastic to see. So, so happy for him. Looking forward to seeing him back doing that sort of stuff in the first team very, very soon. All right, that's it from me, everyone. Thank you very much for your time. As always, I really do appreciate it. If you want to get involved in tomorrow's show, I don't think I'm going to be able to do a player ratings video after the game tonight. So if you want to get involved in tomorrow's show and you want to share your opinions on what you've seen, hopefully discussing a very good win, then come back to this video after the game tonight. Leave your comments, your opinions, and I'll pull some of them together as usual and get them involved in the reaction show tomorrow morning. Until then, everyone, have a fantastic day today. If you're watching, if you're going to the game, enjoy it. If you're watching it around the world, then fingers crossed we've got another big Arsenal victory just a few hours away. Till next time, everyone, have a great day. Speak to you soon. Bye-bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.